Blog Talk Radio.
Always thought that things would work out in the end, but friends are not friends, and enemies are so close to me. I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me.
Hey fool, run that shit the fuck back, man.
Limelight crashes. I just write rhymes, fine line smashes. From where flight time happened, I'm Jimmy Jammin'. St. Paul, Minneapolis, I'm set a standard. Second chance, the resurrection of Ed O'Bannon. Eat you alive like Jonah and the whale. Walk the road to success for the holiest of grails. But for once in my life, I ain't rolling by myself. Riding with animals like Noah when he sails. Locally minded into globally grinded. Shalom.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
Meta said I can't be on that harp. Come on.
And it just so happened, I would end up to love me some rapping. Feeling so good, just to create and be understood. But hold up, wait, that's not just what be happening. Wishing I could just take it back to when I was just practicing. But these days, chicks actressing just for a touch of the fame, to make associations to your name. Backup man, when did I become your backup plan? Come on. Hands up like a stick up. You really need to find another victim of what you think of. Doom would be if he drank espresso, spitting fire, holding down his metro. Say my name, ain't it? Hear it echo. Commonly referred to as special. Watch me do my thing, wipe my ass with this game. Grab a hold of your soul and never let go.
Music is what's supposed to keep people inspired, keep them seeing this invisible beauty of the mind and spirit. Spirit, that's what music is for. It didn't originate on this planet. Came from somewhere else. It's a gift, they give this planet. The music can do things for you. Past, present, and future, all the way into the world of myth. And then you got it made, because you stepped into the realm of impossibility. And what this planet needs at this point is something impossible to have to show a better way.
Peace, peace. Welcome to thefoundation.com. I would like to say peace to everyone and welcome to this episode of The Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com. That's the spot to be. That's the spot you should have been at. The spot you should go. That's where you should stay. Go to the PDF section. Check it out. All types of information on there. Welcome to the foundation. Welcome to thefoundation.com. I would like to welcome you to this episode. My name is So-El. I'm the host every Wednesday here on High Frequency Radio Network. Now, I want to start off by saying all praises due, all thanks are due to the Creator, as well as the ancestors, you know. Without them, we're not here. I want to say peace and big up to Big Brother Yusuf off top and off the bat. You know, appreciate. Man, you know, I love that brother. I want to say big up to peace to all the trustees, everyone I deal with in the private. Peace to you. Peace to everyone who's checking me out live right now on HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com, as well as, you know, in the switchboard. I want to say peace to anyone who's, you know, putting forth work to invest in their private education, as well as anyone who's out here doing for the public. And when I say the public, I don't necessarily mean the public, you know, as far as, you know, commerce and jurisdiction and stuff. I just mean people other than yourself. You know, whether it be your family, whether it be, you know, the random stranger, whether it be the people that you don't even know, you'll never even meet, but that you want to better people's lives and each other's lives around you. Peace to you. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everyone checking this out. Once again, HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com, a plethora of information. You know how I do. Improper or incorrect information, improperly applied, can get you hurt. Correct information improperly applied can get you hurt. As you continue to lay the foundation, correctly applying correct information. So we're going to get into this. Personal credit versus business credit. Let's do the dance. Benefits. It is what it is. I'm going to start off by saying I don't have any current events today. I just don't. I'm trying to be negative today. I saw some good news, but it was fluff, so we're not going to talk about that. Bottom line is, it's going down. Get your hands on some gold and silver. That's the current event. also privately, as private as possible, privately pulling no punches, in my opinion, is through trust. Holla at me. Privatization of wealth. Get on the side of that. Because I would. So I'm just going to get into this. So personal credit versus business credit. Personal credit being this, you know, anything attached, going along, moving and shaking with the Social Security number. Personal credit cards, a personal car loan, mortgage, any other type of finances that you would obtain through the, you know, the Social Security number, you know. Very beneficial in some ways, but not most, in my opinion. Particularly, you know, I just want to get off the bat and just say this, you know. Anybody I deal with in the private, they know I say this all the time. Is that on the personal credit side, on the Social Security number side, when it comes to owning a business versus, you know, using the Social Security number. And look, check this out. This isn't the first time I've done a show on this or with regards to this topic. And it's definitely not going to be the last, because a lot of people that I deal with just don't get this, just don't understand. It's far from them. And not to say that it, you know, has anything to do with their intelligence level or anything like that. It's just, you know, experience and contact is lacking. So back to what I was saying. You got a cell phone. We all have cell phones. Everyone has a cell phone. They're proliferated. Not only America, but the world. And in order to get a cell phone, there's two ways to get a cell phone. Through a personal profile or through a business profile. But we, you know, we all got a personal profile. So, you know, we pay the bill every month. It might be late. They ain't gonna report it. They'll report it if you don't pay at all, and they cut it off, cut your service off, and you still don't pay, and then they charge it off. They'll report that. But like, if you late a couple months, you know, whatever, they ain't necessarily gonna report that. But when you pay on time, they're not reporting that either. So perfect example, personal credit versus business credit. Business credit, we got a cell phone, same cell phone. Android, Apple, Windows phone, BlackBerry, if you're old school with it. You know what I'm saying? But on the business side, every on-time payment is reported. And the first report creates a profile. I'm just going to put it out there like that. So, like, I know most cell phones, they report to what is known as Experian Business or Equifax Business or TransUnion Business. It's the same ones. But it's on the business side, right? So they report that every time you pay the business on time, business cell phone bill on time, even if it's one number, it doesn't matter. It's still the business. It's a fringe benefit. It's reported as positive. It builds business credit. It builds positive credit. Business credit is the single largest source of business financing by volume. It even exceeds bank loans. And this is according to the National Association of Credit and Management. Business credit is different from consumer credit, you know, personal credit, Social Security number credit, or otherwise angel investor financing or venture capital financing. Because business credit is the credit extended between businesses, usually for the purpose of acquiring equipment, goods, or services that will eventually be resold or used to generate a profit. That, this is basically what business credit is. So I know you use your cell phone to generate a profit, even if you only do it once a month. But I mean, you technically say you use your cell phone if you, because there's an alarm on there. What if you don't get up for that alarm, generate any profit? But I'm not going to get into technicalities. As a customer, being granted business credit is a privilege by the creditor to defer the payment of a debt over time. Like consumer credit grantors, like credit card companies, business credit grantors evaluate the creditworthiness of the credit applicant to determine whether or not to issue credit. That evaluation criterion is based heavily on the applicant's business credit score. So, you know, you have a personal credit score and you have a business credit score. Even if you are using the personal credit score and you're not with, you know, some of the trends, some would call them trends, of going private. On the public side, a business, you know, a corporate business, that's public business, and the social security number, you know, it's, I guess it's public too. You still, why not have more than one business, more than one credit profile? I think it's, you're doing yourself a disservice only using one profile, period. Hands down. Obtaining credit for a business is a process that should be established over time, y'all. The older the business, bottom line, the more options the business will have to build credit and to obtain loans and leases without the use of a personal guarantee. Personal guarantee is when you're applying for business credit and they require your social security number to guarantee the business. That's a big no-no. We don't do that over here. We don't do that dance. I ain't never learned that dance. I'm not going to learn that dance. I don't want lessons. I'm good. Personal guarantee, also known as PG. You see PG around that stuff a lot. PG. People say, what is PG? Personal guarantor or personal guarantee. Now you know. It is not easy to obtain and establish business credit without a PG, but it's not impossible. And building business credit is to start building the business credit today, T-O-D-A-Y, today, right now, hands down. Pancake and toes, y'all, on the business side. I ain't going to really go too much in personal credit. I'm just going to tell you, boo-hoo. Get your credit score above 700. You should only have, and you know, pretty much verbatim, I'm going to repeat what Yusuf hollers out. The only thing on your credit score, on your credit profile for the personal, for the social, should be a credit card or two, maybe three, no more than three. Maybe a car loan. And if you can get one, a property loan. If you're down with what we're talking about over here, you know what I'm saying? It's a multifamily, so it's a duplex or up. But the name of the game is to get the business credit to the point where you don't need to use the personal credit. Because business credit has the capacity to far outgrow personal credit, unless you're in a high-end field and you're grossing over $100,000 a year. Most people ain't doing that. There are two major business credit reporting agencies in the United States. And these are the major ones. It's not the only two. They're Dun & Bradstreet and Experian Business Credit Services. Most of the bureaus utilize information provided through Dun & Bradstreet to create their credit information reports. So many different companies collect and disseminate credit information on businesses in America. Dun & Bradstreet and Experian are the credit reporting bureaus that dominate the business credit reporting industry. Dun & Bradstreet is the largest business credit reporting bureau with over 70% of the British business credit reporting market. The website offers user-friendly tools for the business owner to check their business listing and the feedback from other clients and customers. They offer services as a business. But they do offer a free form if you're looking to apply for a new Dun & Bradstreet number. They offer a free form to apply for a new Dun & Bradstreet number. Buriakashat. Hope y'all listening to me. The process takes about 3 weeks to receive your Dun & Bradstreet number. Unless otherwise you're looking to be doing contracts with the federal government. And in that case, you can get it within, I think, 24, 48 hours or something like that. If you anticipate such. Experian is a subsidiary of GUS PLC, a holding company based out of England, and it includes consumer and business information credit services. Experian manages large databases on consumers and businesses, but when it comes to business credit reporting, Experian's scoring model, known as Scoring Plus, called Scoring Plus now, not IntelliScore any longer. It's not as universally utilized by credit granters as the Dun & Bradstreet Paydex scoring model. I'll just let you know, Dun & Bradstreet Paydex scoring model is crap. People don't want to get a Paydex score. You just get a score. It don't matter what the score is. As soon as you get one, that means you're popping. It's similar to a FICO score on the personal side. It's only a measure of credit worthiness. Having a Paydex score of 75 is like having a FICO score of 750. The best analog is with regards to a business loan versus a business credit rating is to think of your corporate credit to that of a house. First, you got to build a solid foundation. And then you can build the house. This philosophy is the same for building corporate credit. It's a time-based accomplishment. That's what I'm talking about. Do it. You got to start today. The common mistake in this is obtaining business credit is thinking a great credit score will qualify the corporation for a loan. A great corporate credit score is only one piece to the pie. Credit score is one of many items a bank might look at to make a loan. You may not have the financial capacity. They say your credit file isn't thick enough. So they ask, usually for corporate financials that evidence the corporation's ability to repay the loan. However, if the corporation is 2 months old and has just achieved a great business credit score, the score alone would not qualify your company for a loan. So when business owners or officers use their personal credit profiles to obtain credit for their business, this is personal guarantee. You're risking the chance of lowering your own personal credit score. The two main reasons why you should avoid trying to use your social or using a personal guarantee is, you become liable if the business cannot make the payments. So in a bankruptcy, so on and so forth, anything that you personally guarantee, the business goes out of business or so on and so forth. It can affect your personal credit. It can come at your personal assets. Also, you know, and likewise, the credit that you obtain from the business can affect your personal credit score. As far as the amount of credit available, amount that's been used from the late payments, and so on and so forth. So, you know, obtaining business credit is a process that must be established over time. The older the business, the better, obviously. Now, the main reason most people want to build a business credit profile is because they're having issues with their personal credit profile. A lot of people want to get into CPN numbers and stuff and build a profile on the CPN numbers. Well, you're basically building personal credit on an EIN. If you're going to do that, you know how to do that, you can build business credit on an EIN as well. A public EIN, a commercial EIN. You can get a business line of credit for working capital. You can lease and finance equipment under the name of the business and otherwise non-personally guaranteed loans. Plus, as the business pays its terms, the financing terms, it's reported as positive payments. It's reported as positive. It makes the credit profile thicker. All right, so now, let me get into this. There's five main different business setups, public business setups. You got a sole proprietor. You got the C corporation. You got the limited liability corporation, or the LLC. You got the limited liability partnership, or the LLP. And you got the S corporation, subchapter S, corporation and subchapter S. Each one is different. You got to understand how they're different before you start popping off with these corporations. I usually deal in LLCs at the state level, limited liability corporations that are federally classified as S corporations. For tax purposes, it's treated as very similar to a partnership. As corporations, they don't pay income tax, but they report the results of their operations to shareholders, report their share of corporate income or loss on their personal taxes. In my personal setup, in my private setup, how I do private business, the LLCs are set up as S corporations, and they report the income, they pass the income or the losses onto the shareholders. Shareholders being private trust, man. Straight up, G. Not even playing. Y'all do what you want. And if you want to know what's going on with that, hit me up. My email is admin@welcometothefoundation@gmail.com. I'm just playing. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. I'm so used to the other one. Well, I do business from the private. But, you know, we use public entities. Why? And we establish public credit profiles. Why? Because when I'm doing business in the public, I'd rather interface with you through a subchapter S corporation. That way it doesn't give away that, you know, I'm dealing with a trust. Now, of course, you can name a trust in essence whatever you want. So you can name it to where it resembles, you know, a public entity. But if any claims coming at anything, I'm going to let it go at the LLC as a subchapter. That's what I'm going to do. It's part of that own nothing, control everything. So, moving on from the type of corporation you're going to incorporate at the state level of your state. You're dealing with two jurisdictions, dual jurisdictions, regardless if you understand, state and federal. That's why you do a state tax return and a federal tax return. Even if you file them both at the same time, it don't matter. You're dealing with two jurisdictions. Same thing with your corporation and your business credit. So you're going to file the necessary documentation at the state level. And you're going to obtain a federal tax ID. or an EIN, an employer identification number. Or TI and tax identification number, taxpayer identification number. Doesn't matter. You need that. You can get that from IRS.gov. You got your articles of organization. You got an LLC, articles of incorporation. It's an incorporation, you know what I'm saying? Then, with that, you open a bank account. So this is what you're going to need. This business credit. You need a commercial office after you open up that bank account. This is going to maximize your chances of obtaining your business credit. You need to establish a commercial business presence. A commercial business presence includes a telephone number listed in at least the local telephone directory in the name of the business. And number two, you need an office address in a commercial office location. Establishing your business as commercial instead of home-based will not only create an illusion to business credit grantors that your business is a viable one, but in verifying your business status by checking with the telephone company and validating the address you gave is zoned for business. I got some low-cost alternatives to paying high commercial rents and telephone bills. If y'all ready. If you're not, just listen and go back into the archive. You got local incubators, local shared offices, shared spaces, shared office. So if you live in whatever city you live in, just do a Google search, internet search, shared office space, then hit them up. Usually you can do something like a mailbox or get access to printer, fax, copy, coffee, tea, so on and so forth, like once a week, a month, four times a month, once a week for a certain price. You get a mailbox stuff, shared office space. You can get a virtual office as well for, it's just an actual spot where you're getting mail. I know cats try to be using them UPS boxes. I don't know, son. Y'all could try that. I ain't really been hearing too much positive responses with regards to them UPS boxes. You get a business number. My biggest thing is, using Google Voice. You got a Gmail. Everybody got a Gmail pretty much. Well, if you log into your Gmail, you open up a new tab. You type in google.com/voice. It'll let you pick out a number. You can pick out whatever number you want, really whatever area code and stuff. It'll let you choose. And you forward it to your cell number. And that's your business number now. It's not associated with nothing personal. It's its own number. And at any point in time, you can port it into your business cell phone account when you're ready, when you get to that point. But Google, you want to do that. And once you get that number, you want to list yourself on 411. You want to go to listyourself.net. It's free. List of business. Just put it in there and you got to wait a couple, 2-3 weeks. 4 weeks, and it'll be all over. So now, here we go. You got your corporation, right? You went to the Secretary of State. Let's say you organized an LLC. I don't know. You do what you do. You got your EIN. You went on IRS.gov. You got that. You got the commercial business space, whether you got a shared office or a virtual office or whatever. You got an actual office because you can do it like that. Congratulations. And you got the company number, and it was free because you used Google Voice. It was free, and it rings to your cell phone. It's not like you got to walk around with two phones. It's very convenient. You set up the voicemail, so on. It's very convenient. And you listed the business in the local 411. You want to go extra, put up a website with four pages. when you're getting your Dun's number, the Dun & Bradstreet number, it's like DNB.com. Don't pay any money. You can get it for free. There's a spot on the website, obtain a Dun's number. Like I said, if you're looking to do business with the, you know, any type of government, federal government, local government, contract, so on and so forth, you can get it pretty soon. So now, business credit, how it breaks down, man. You got revolving credit and you got net credit. All right? So I'm going to start with net credit. Net credit is you buy something and you pay it off in a certain time period. Net terms. So you mean net, now net 10 account, you got 10 days to pay it. If you're a net 15 account, you got 15 days to pay it. You can be a net 20 account, you got 20 days to pay it. The business does. Or it can be a net 30 account. Net 30 is more typical. When you get, you know, up to the higher tiers, second tier, third tier of business credit, you get into net 55s and net 90s and so on and so forth. But more typical, it's going to be a net 30 account when you're popping off. That means you got to pay it off within 30 days. You got to read the invoice carefully. We're doing a lot of email invoices these days. If you got the virtual office, just assume that they're going to mess up your mail. Just assume that. By the way, when you're on IRS.gov and you're getting EIN, select the option to print your EIN. Even if you don't have a printer, y'all, select to print it. And in that print box, when the print thing pulls up and it's looking for a printer and it says how many copies you want to print, so on and so forth. When that comes up, you can click change. Just look for the button that says change. And you can save it as a PDF. Save it as a PDF. And then you can print it whenever you're ready. When you're at a printer or something. So that way you ain't got to worry about them sending it to your corporate address. You got it right there. So you got net terms. Pay within a certain time period. Revolving, which is what we're most accustomed to, my bad. Payments are applied, you know, to a total balance. You can make minimum payments on the entire balance. And pay finance charges. So now, when you're dealing with vendor credit, with your business credit, on first tier, hands down, and most part of second tier, you're dealing with net terms. And they're revolving. If it's $100, the bill, you better pay that $100 within the terms specified. Otherwise, it's going to report as negative credit. And why are we doing this? So we understand the terms. So the first place you want to go, when you got your EIN, you got your articles of organization, you got your EIN, you got your Dun & Bradstreet number, you want to go to Uline, Uline.com, hands down. And here's the trick. This is a jewel. About to drop a jewel. I've dropped it before, but it's still a jewel. Hands down. You buy things that you're already using. When you go to Uline, skip everything that you see on that website. Skip it off the jump, just straight up. And go to the facility and maintenance part of the website. Because that's where they sell toilet paper. Because that's where they sell dish soap. Because that's where they sell hand soap for your bathroom. Because that's where they sell pine saw. Because that's where they sell sponges and scrubbers. That's where they sell Tide laundry detergent. That's where they sell the stuff that you already use in your home. We start putting the personal expenses onto the business. Still paying for them. We're probably getting a little better deal. Maybe some fancy shipping, but we're getting a better deal because we're buying in bulk. So we're getting a better deal. We got to purchase these things less often. but we still need toilet paper. Still need dish soap. I still need Tide to do my laundry. Still need sponges to do wash the dishes. Still need pine saw. Still need toilet bowl cleaner. Still need a broom and a mop and a mop bucket. Dustpan, all this stuff. Trash bags, y'all. Trash bags. You're like 100, 500 trash bags. You need trash bags for the rest of the year. And guess what? That reporting of the purchase of the trash bag and the payment of the invoice is building your business credit. I mean, you're getting trash bags. This is the secret, in my opinion. This is what nobody really be telling people. Is how I be pancake and toes. Because you get the stuff that you already get. So you can do that on Uline, Uline.com. I'm also going to give you some more vendors. Vendor credit. They offer vendor accounts that you want to add. And you want to do this slow. Now, first and foremost, when you get your EIN and you get your business commercial address and you get your business phone number and you got your articles of organization, go to your cell phone company, walk into the store, and transfer your cell phone number into the business. Now, you no longer have a cell phone account on your social. If you can't pay the bill, and then I'm going on the credit. This report is going to be negative report on to the business and not on your social. And when you pay the bill, it's going to build business credit. Now, look, if you got payments on your phone, because it's a new business, they might ask you to pay the phone off. So be prepared for that. If you can't do that, okay, pay your phone off first and then go do it. But that's the first thing you do. First thing you do, because you're already paying that bill. Just transfer that bill into the business. More often than not, you're going to get a better price on the same thing you were getting on the personal side. So you got Uline. You got your cell phone. I don't care if it's Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint. Doesn't matter. But those, you know, it's got to be a major carrier. Those other carriers, they don't really do business accounts. Now you can port your number to the business account for a new company. So if you got Sprint or, you know, Simple Mobile or whatever you got, you can port that number, same number, into T-Mobile business, and you don't lose the number. And it's still, you know, you got your actual business number that you got to have Google Voice still ringing that number. So it's still, you know, a business expense. So you got Uline.com. You're getting your toilet paper. At the very least, man, buy your toilet paper from Uline. Just do that one. You got Quill, Quill.com. And Grainger, Grainger.com. And a lot of these spots, this is first tier, a lot of these spots, you know, they offer vendor credit to new businesses. And a lot of them have janitorial supplies. So you want multiple vendors reporting on your business. So I would recommend you get your toilet paper from Uline and maybe your trash bags from Quill, and, you know, your sponges or your broom or whatever, you get that from Grainger. Or, I mean, you understand what I'm saying. So, you kind of split it up. Same thing, you're just splitting it up because those are multiple vendors, and now you got multiple trade lines reporting on your business, and all you're doing is buying household supplies that you already pay for. That you're already buying. It's not any new money coming out of your pocket. And you're building business credit. This is building business credit in a way that you cannot build credit in the personal, unless you get a credit card. So you build your credit to get a credit card on the personal side, and you buy all that stuff with your credit card. But, you know, if you go past 30% utilization of your credit, your score starts to suffer. On the business side, it works like that, but not the same way. So we got, we got your cell phone, now you got your company cell phone, right? You know, it's one of the first things you do is company cell phone. You might have to pay a deposit, but that's the company paying a deposit. You might have to pay off your device. If you're T-Mobile, and if they let you transfer the they let you transfer the payments, just don't click the emails. And then there's dispute on the personal. Man, I can't say that. I can't say that no more. I just feel, I don't know. All right, so you got just your company cell phone, right? This is stuff you're already paying for. You got Uline, you got Quill, you got Grainger. This is your trash bags, you know, laundry soap, dish soap, toilet paper, such, you know. These are things you're already paid for, but you're splitting these between multiple vendors. So you're getting reporting on multiple trade lines. All right? Now, I'm going to give you a couple more. You got MSC, Mary Sam Charlie, Industrial Supply. Just do a search. They extend vendor credit to new businesses. Deluxe, D-E-L-U-X-E. As if you're looking to get, like, business checks, and I'm going to let you know, man. In order for, when I did it and the clients that I consult, in order for them, for their first order, for them to get credit from Deluxe, they had to be $250 or more, $250 or more. So what most people do is they buy checks, and they charge outrageous money on Deluxe. But they report, and you build business credit, so it's up to you. Amsterdam Printing is another one. You get envelopes, stuff like that, pens, you know, stuff that you already get. Just look for stuff that you already get. Highly recommend if you can afford, once you open your business account, that you get a secure credit card in the business name. Put down $500 or something, $250. I would say $500. $500 or bust. If you can do more, do it. But at least $500. And put that down for the secure card on the business side. So, you know, and buy something. Just keep it small. Get the invoice. Pay the invoice. Buy some $100, $50, $80, pay it. Buy something else, $50. Just don't go over 30%. Don't go over 30%. Amsterdam Printing, Deluxe, Quill, Uline, Grainger, Company Cell Phone, MSC Industrial Supply. Supply Works. Might find some stuff on there. I'm going to keep going. Once you've received, you know, some vendor credit reporting, and you got your, you know, your business credit score up there. Like, this is second tier. I'm just going to give y'all some second tier. People will be charging for this. You got Home Depot. They got a revolving. Amazon, they got net 55, net 55. So it's 55 days. You know, so you can purchase stuff and you got 55 days to pay it back. So a lot of that stuff is electronics. You know, I'm a tech dude. I got a tech company. We make money selling electronics. And then, you know, we ain't got to pay it for 55 days, the company. Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, Borders, Chevron Texaco. We got Fleet Core. Y'all going to have to go into the archives. Fleet Core. That's real, you know, they'll get the Fuel Man, Fleet Core cards. You got to look for this. Apply for that. like after 4 months or so of having vendor credit, buying, toilet paper, so on and so forth. I'm serious. Y'all going to build business credit off of buying toilet paper. You got Gemplers, FedEx. You can do a FedEx account. Home Depot, that's definitely high-end, second tier. That's not easy. You got Lowe's. They got a commercial account. Sam's Club, BJ's, Sears, Target, UPS, Valero, Amco Transmissions, they do business credit. Food service, Air Culinaire, they do business credit. ASAP Coach is a limousine company, y'all. Get a town car sent to you on the business account. Avid Electronics, we got Bacio, Valente Resort and Hotel, Bed Bath & Beyond, Billing Direct, it's affiliate program, Belize Bank, Visa Corporate Cards, Bloomingdale's, Boston Coach is another limousine company, Carrie International, another limousine, corporate housing company called Bridge Street, Continental Airlines does business accounts. Corporate Outfitter. Corporate Express. Disney. DirecTV, y'all. Which, got bought by AT&T. Empire Limousine. Gap. Right, say Gemplers. Greyhound. Handango. Harley Davidson. Chrysler does business financing. Ally Bank, they do business financing. Hilton Hotels, Hewlett Packard, Hyatt Regency, IBM Computers, JDR Microcomputers, JEB Leasing Company, Kohl's, L.L. Bean, Linens and Things, Lubberman's Building, Luggage Pros, Macy's does business. Did y'all know that? Y'all can get a business account with Macy's. Monte Vista, My Coffee Supply, My Tool Store, Northwestern Builders Network, Builder Core Pro. They got Builder MasterCards for builders. You go to Home Depot, works at builder shops, Sam's Club, so on and so forth, just builder materials. But it can be opened up to other vendors later on with positive history. Powell, REI, Rio Pavilion Hotel, Saab, the vehicles, Sam's Club, the Sharper Image. Man, who wants that stuff? Sonesta Hotel and Suites. Starbucks, man. Starbucks does business credit. Biz Gifts. Surrey Luggage. Thrifty Rentals. Toys R Us Budget Rentals. The car rentals. They do business accounts. United States Postal Service. UPS. USPS. They got business accounts. You get discounted rates for businesses. Certain businesses. Walgreens, CVS, Williams Sonoma, World Lux. Borders, Citibank, HD Commercial, Key Bank, Liz Claiborne. All right, y'all. I mean, y'all get the point, right? All these and more. Country Inn & Suites, Courtyard Marriott, Days Inn, Doubletree Corporate, Fairfield Inn Corporate, Four Points Corporate, Four Seasons Corporate, Hilton Garden Inn Corporate, Home Suites by Hilton Corporate, Residence Inn Corporate, Starwood Sheraton Corporate. All these. All these vendors extend credit to businesses. Most of these vendors that I read, it's like pulling teeth to get them to extend credit to individuals. So, did I miss anything? New Egg Amsterdam Printing. Yep, I said that right.
You just spill the beans over here.
All right. So you can hit me up, admin, at welcometothefoundation.com. And like a lot of what I went through and more is in like a little guide. It's like a little resource. It's a PDF. I'll send it to you. I email it to you for free. I don't care. Just put in the subject business credit guide or whatever. You ain't even got to say what's up. You ain't even got to say peace to me. Just say business credit guide and just send it. I'll send it to you for free. It's a PDF. You can print it off. You can read it on your iPhone, your iPad, your notes, your Galaxy, whatever, you know, whatever you got. However you want to do it, you can do that dance. It's important and incumbent that we, you know, understand these different, you know, I mean, at least one business credit profile. You got your social profile, you got your social security number, but your personal credit profile, at least one business credit profile, at least one. You can build business credit doing the stuff you're already doing. You ain't got to do nothing new. You ain't got to go to business. You just incorporate a business. Don't tell them I told you that. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not sure. I'm not nothing. I'm just a man over here talking. You can incorporate a business and not actually, you know, straight up. That can be done. And build business credit with things that you're already doing. Within a year, if you put it down, within a year you can finance a vehicle 100% on the business credit. Within 3 years, if you put it down, you can get a property. I'm not playing. If you do that dance. So, you know, I mean, it's worth it. I think it's worth it. Things that you're doing right now, you can be getting positive business credit reporting every single month. Oh, and by the way, you don't have to go on Duns & Bradstreet or, you know, DNB.com and get a Duns & Bradstreet number. You don't have to create these profiles. The Duns & Bradstreet will create a profile because once you start establishing vendor credit with these vendors, the vendors will report the payments to Dun & Bradstreet. They'll have to create a profile. Now, the reason why I would suggest you do this is because more than likely, they're going to create the profile with incorrect information on it. So when you're going to apply for more credit on second tier and third tier business credit, and they pull the Dun & Bradstreet profile, they're going to try to match it with what you said or what you put on the application. And if the suite number is wrong, or the zip code is wrong, or if the company phone number is wrong or whatever, you're more than likely going to get declined because the information doesn't match. So that's why I say, you know, do the profile yourself. You're going to need to do an SIC code, SIC or NCIS code when it comes to Duns & Bradstreet setting up that profile. Basically what that is, it's in a sector specific code for the business. Is it consulting? Is it a casino? Is it a cleaning service? Is it a realty company? Is it a construction company? What is it? And whatever it is, as specific as you can get, you put in that description of the business in a, you know, a search engine, Google or whatever, and hit the space bar and put in SIC code. And find the SIC code for that respective business. And then you just put that code in to, you know, the website of Dun & Bradstreet where it's asking you for the specific SIC code. It's that simple. People charge hundreds of dollars for that. Industry secret right there. I love y'all. June 24th is going to be a new work. New Jersey. High Frequency Radio Network. Gonna be in the house. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Saturday, June 24th. What's basically going down, Tosh Sharik Bey is gonna be there. private wealth and proper status. If you want to be there, I mean, tomorrow is June 1st. So we got about 25 days. If you want to RSVP, hit me up, email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. I will shoot you an RSVP. The RSVP is to know if it's one person or two. It's 125 for an individual, 200 for a couple. And then once we get the RSVP, we send you the invoice, get you all the information so you know exactly where it's going to be, you know, where the hotel is, where it's going to be close, so on and so forth. And we look forward to seeing you there. Once again, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Private wealth and proper status with Taj Tariq Bey. High Frequency Radio Network presents, The Foundation presents, The Vault presents. I would love to see you there. For more information, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. RSVP, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. With that being said, that's pretty much it, y'all. I hope I went in. I hope you learned something. I hope I sparked some interest in the topic. I trust that you learned something new that you didn't know before. And, you know, the act of starting a business, incorporating, so on and so forth, isn't so cantankerous, challenging, large in front of you. It's really nothing. People do it every day. It's done every single day. It's a business of registering businesses at the Secretary of State. They're getting money. So it's not hard, you know. 424-222-5250. You can call in, press 1. I'll do a little question and answer. At least I'll attempt to. We've been having problems with the networks. You know, other hosts on the networks been saying that we've been having problems with, you know, the shows, the live shows. I've witnessed it. I've had issues with it. They've had issues with it, so I'm going to try to take a couple callers. You don't have to be on topic. You can be on topic. You can be off topic. You can cuss me out. You can say peace. It's whatever, you know. If you got any questions with regard to business credit, how to establish it, how to get it, so on and so forth, press 1. Y'all call in 424-222-5250 or 563-999-3625. 563-999-3625. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Just give me a second. Get everything situated for you. I'm going to get into the UCC again, y'all. I'm going to go heavy into that. I got some things popping in. Personally, with me, privately, with me. I really want to go in. We're going to go in, some, you know what I'm saying? Discharge. First caller. Welcome to the foundation. 718-4911. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling
Peace
from?
Peace, Soil. What the deal? What the deal? This is Al from Brownsville. How you
deal,
doing,
Soil? Dale. How you doing, man? I'm doing very well. How you doing?
I'm okay. Just sort of under the weather, you know.
Drink some orange juice, man. Get some sun.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drink some of that. I think I'm dehydrated. I think that's the reason why. When it comes time to, like when you look at your credit score for the business, how does the business look, find a credit score? You know, like if they, like, you know, is it the same way that they do on the personal side?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. So you got Equifax business, you got Experian business, and you got a TransUnion business. So they have a business side to their site. So you just request the profile. and Dun & Bradstreet as well. You know, there's a Payback score, but they also have the reporting on the trade lines.
How about like Credit Karma? Does Credit Karma does a business thing too?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Because, you know, they get money off that. See, now, Credit Karma is a soft pull. And plus, the federal government mandates that consumers get at least one free credit report per year.
Okay.
So it's kind of like they kind of got to come up off that. But businesses, there's no legislation with regards to that. That, you know, they're charging for that.
Say, like, when it comes time to, like, a certificate of publication, you know, like when you open up a business and you have to have your business in the newspaper for like 6 weeks. I mean, that's how they do it over here in New York. But is there any way around that? Like, I mean, like if somebody wants to do like maybe a UCC statement, a financial statement, and like, you know, put that out in the public, and if they don't challenge it, you know, is that possible?
I think that's more private.
Okay.
You know, and I think if you're doing a state entity, you got to conform with the state legislation with regard to that entity.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, okay. But are you, okay, all right. But listen, I'm going to see you the 24th. Peace and love. I'm going to let you take the next caller. It's always a pleasure talking to you and seeing you.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Love you, man. Thanks for calling
in,
Daryl.
You're welcome.
Peace.
Joel.
And I was going to say something I forgot. 443-8080. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace, God. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Peace, God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Peace.
Hello? Peace.
Yes,
peace.
Sir. You lying?
I just had two quick questions, brother. One.
Okay.
Can you repeat your email for me?
Admin, A-D-M-I-N. @welcometothefoundation.com. Spell like it sounds.
Cool.
Welcome to the foundation.
Cool. Second question I had is when I went down to Secretary of State, they was, you know, playing around with me because at the time I didn't understand the process between sole proprietorship and LLC. So I got the sole proprietorship. But I'm trying to see how can I cancel it and then go ahead and just get the LLC or just leave it alone and just let it cancel out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'll
just leave it alone and then just go down there and, you know, and organize an LLC.
All right, because the sole proprietorship is hooked up to the social.
Yeah, that's a pass-through. It's a disregarded entity. You don't want that.
I know, but that's good on that end. You know what I'm saying? Like, the credit on that side is good. You see what I'm saying? I'm not using it for anything. I'm just saying, will it affect anything as far as dealing with the LLC or doing a DBA under the LLC?
Yeah, you can do a DBA under the LLC. No, not really. I mean, so, like, the LLC, do a DBA is, like, if you're going into another state, you know? So you organize an LLC. In like in New York State, and then you're gonna do business, you know, maybe open a bank account in, you know, New Jersey. So you just file a DBA of the LLC from New York, you know, New York LLC doing business as, you know, New Jersey LLC,
because
you know, exactly.
Doing that,
but that's
such
a pass.
Okay.
DBA. A DBA is a pass through, just like a sole prop is a pass through for your personal side. A DBA is a pass through for the corporate side.
Okay, and
LLCs
y'all gonna be going
be
over this type of
too.
Information. I'm sorry, say that again.
LLCs can be passed through as well, or disregarded entities. But you
okay.
know, just to keep it simple, you know, a DBA is a pass through for a corporation. And the pass through for a corporation on the corporate side, and then the sole prop is the pass through for the private, you know, the personal credit side.
Okay, cool. And y'all will be going over this information, correct, at the seminar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll touch on this.
Beautiful.
I talk about charitable contract entities, the private family foundations. I talk about businesses, incorporation, and then Sharif will be talking about trust. And then Taj is going to go in and do his dance. So.
I can't wait to get that, brother. I appreciate it, brother. I'm going to go ahead and yell and continue to listen. Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Peace.
Peace to the guys. We got a couple more callers. Look, though. Here we go. Acting funny. Yeah, we gonna have to sit down, high frequency, sit down and talk about this medium that we using, because we're all having issues with this. Might have to wrap it up, y'all. I'm sorry. But, yeah, absolutely. June 24th, we're going to be in Newark, New Jersey, Brick City. Had to do it. We're going to be there, We're going there putting it down. Private wealth and proper status with Taj Tariq Bey, High Frequency Radio Network presents. So, you want an RSVP? It's private event. Can't just walk in. You hear I ain't say nothing about where it's going to be. I just told you the city. Newark is pretty big. You're going to be walking around door to door. It's private. So it's invite only. If you would like an invite, email admin@welcometothefoundation. It's going to be a spectacular event. It's going to be a lot of information. But like I said, it's private. It's RSVP only. You RSVP, you get your invoice. Whether it's a single or a couple, we'll see you there. It's going to be from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'm just telling y'all that. I know we're going to go over. We shoot for 7. Our people like to talk. I mean, what am I saying? I do a radio show, obviously I'm talking. I just can't say enough, man. And plus, I love meeting y'all. Straight up. This is why I do this. It's straight up Terry. I don't get paid to come on the air every week. I don't get paid to mess with this blog talk. It's weirdness. I can't even bring you in. I'm sorry. I know. I can't bring you in. I'm trying to click on this, and it's not even working. It's only working on this side. And I apologize. But yeah, this is charity. This is for the love. I love y'all. Straight up. I understand what it is. I am you. I've been through the same things you've been through, and it's whack. And we all moving, we all moving to a better spot. So I would love to meet you in Newark, New Jersey. Chop it up, kick it, shake your hand, So come through, Newark, New Jersey. It's gonna be at a Hilton, a Hyatt. I keep messing it up. Sharif was like, man, it's the. And I was like, I don't know, man. Hilton Hyatt is the same thing to me. But it's the Hilton or the Hyatt. But you'll get the information once you RSVP. You get everything you'll need. Just, you probably want to do that soon. We got like a little over 3 weeks. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com, where you go get all your information, do the dance, print off PDFs, learn from that. Invest in your private education. You did your public education and you feel like you're done. Oh, man, I learned enough. And that was public. And it didn't really help us. Put that on something that I helped you. It didn't help me. When I started investing in my private education, wow. Did that dance. Invested in myself. Invest in yourself. I'm investing in you. This right here is me investing in you. I'm going over this information every week. I'm investing in you. You, the listeners, the people who are looking for this information. You didn't, check out this entire broadcast for nothing, on accident. You know what I mean? Maybe you found the information on accident or whatever, but you didn't You didn't just listen to this whole thing. If you're not invested in yourself. So, this, I mean, this is why I'm doing this. You know, I'm investing in you. I know you're investing in yourself, but continue. You know, action, a thought, an idea, an intention without action is dead. It's not even worth it. So just make moves. Hopefully, with the foundation, you lay in this foundation, I facilitate and inspire movement, positive forward movement in all of y'all, because that's what I want to see. I want all my people on the same level as me so we can do business, so we can have fun, so we can do the same thing. So if I say, hey, I'm flying to France, you can be like, all right, I'm coming too. There's no reason to hate. You'd be like, yo, I'm going to, you know, we're going to be in the Bahamas next week. I'm like, let me check my schedule. Yeah, we out there. I'm going to bring the crew. All right, we there. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, I was in such and such city, and I saw that it was tore down. I saw, you know, kids playing with trash and actually using it for toys. I want to do some good in that city. You down? Yeah, I'm down. Matter of fact, we got the entities to take advantage of what you just said and get tax deductions while doing it. And we got tax exempt letters from the IRS. Let's do this. Let's do some good in the communities. That's what I want. That's why I do this. That's why I'm investing in y'all. So ultimately, we can make major moves together. Major moves. I can make major moves by myself for me. But it's like the two brains. It's like two brains is always better than one. Three brains is always better than two. Four brains is always better than three. Five brains is always better than four. So when I'm out here making these moves, right? If we making moves together, we making moves with more than one brain. If I'm making a move with you, just me and you, that's two brains on one thing. I'm confident. If you got the information that I got, I'm really confident. If you got the entities that I'm dealing with, man, let's do this. We got two brains. We bring someone else in, now we got three brains. Someone else in, now we got four brains. I'm a tech dude, so it's like, you know, we putting hard drives or processors in series. We got a quad core processor over here in this truck. Which basically, you know, we got four trustees over here. I'm sorry. It's my last day from doing my medicine dance, my medicine man for a while. But yeah, man, you know, this is why I do this. Shout out to HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com. Shout out to Yusuf L, because he's a big brother, you know. It's an honor to be on the network doing charity for my people. It's an honor. I am honored to be doing this right now. Straight up, 100%. So, and I would be honored to meet you in Newark, New Jersey, June 24th, which is a Saturday. And I'm letting you know right now, I'm putting you on notice so you can put in for the time off. Don't do it last minute, because they ain't going to prove it. And I love you, so I'm trying to put it down. My name is So L. This is the foundation on High Frequency Radio Network. Add me on Facebook, SOT space EL. I don't know how many. I think, you know what, there might be another one on there. But So L, you know, I think the picture is I'm standing in front of a palm tree, but you can't see my face. That's me. Add me on Facebook. The foundation. Add the page on, you know, like the page. If you can't find the page, add me on Facebook. I invite you to like the page. Cool? Deal. High Frequency Radio Network. I can't say it enough. Check it out. Go to the PDF section and sit there and learn from that. Love y'all like I always have. We'll continue loving y'all like I always will. Really look forward to seeing y'all June 24th. I really do. If you need anything from me, hit me up, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. I got your back. Workmen is worthy of their hire. I do trust you training in the private. I'll take care of you. You want to establish your family legacy with, you know, a charitable trust that's recognized in the public as tax exempt, holler at me. That's all I'm going to say on that. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Some of us got to start slow. Some of y'all are already ready. I don't know. Let's chop it up. In the meantime, enjoy yourself. Smile. I want you to say 10 things that you're thankful for that make you laugh, to make you appreciate life tonight, at least before you go to sleep. I want you to enjoy yourself because you put in the work. I know you have. You know you have. And you've been through enough of the problem. And now it's time for you to, you know, start having a good life. Start having an enjoyable experience. It's time. All right. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to learn. I want you to invest in yourself. I want you to know that you're worth it. That's why we do this. That's why High Frequency exists, because we know that y'all are worth it. And check us out. Welcometothefoundation.com. We're going to get it going. And foundation.uplandcredit.com. Simply because if you're looking for credit restoration, you're looking for credit enhancement, if you're looking for credit funding, and this is all off the personal, you want to deal and you want to work with Upland Credit. So go ahead and go check them out. It's a foundation, period, uplandcredit.com. All right, there it is. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. You know, check me out next week. I'm going to be on here next week. I'm bringing it to you, you know, foundation. We just laying it down, making sure I'm just going to hit everything I can. I'm going to get into more of, you know, credit. I'm also going to get into some, you know, UCC. We're going to get back into some trust and charitable entities. So a lot more to come. And, you know, some processes. I'm going to get into administrative process so we can understand how they're taking our money and tearing up our credit. Matter of fact, I'm going to do that next week. So appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com. Spot, WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. Coming soon. admin@WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. RSVP, June 24th, Newark, New Jersey. Appreciate y'all. Peace.
We're doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.